The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's 11 trivia questions on everyone's favorite Batman Returns Penguin actor, Danny DeVito. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thank you so much for checking out the show, and long time no see. Guys, sorry, I am about 10 days behind on posting episodes of the podcast. I've been doing these live streams every day and writing tons and tons and tons of new rounds for those live streams to engage everybody on Facebook Live every night. So I do apologize for putting the podcast by the wayside for the last 10 days or so, but today I'm recording 10 episode. So I got them all lined up, all queued up, ready to go for your listening pleasure. And the first one is all about Danny DeVito. So we are jumping right back into things with a round on one of your favorite actors, right? Everybody likes Danny DeVito. He's one of my favorites. And maybe you know him from Batman Returns. Maybe you know him from Taxi. Or maybe you know him from Always Sunny. He is a real treat. And I've never met him in real life, but I did meet his wife, Rhea Perlman, one time working on a NBC 100-year retrospective show in Burbank, and she popped in the office to do like a green screen interview, and she said, "Hi, how you doing? Oh, nice to see you." And she like really, really was friendly, and she went around and shook everybody's hand, and we were just like people sitting in an office. So she was a real treat, and I'm sure he is very similar. That is today's topic, Danny DeVito. A lot of cool stuff coming up over the next 10 episodes or so, and I'm going to try and post these as fast as I finish them, so you'll probably get multiple episodes per day to catch up on. I know a lot of you are still working, still doing commutes, still looking for stuff to listen to, so I will get back in the swing of things. We just had a lot of crazy stuff going on over the last 10 days in the household, in California, and just with these live streams I've been trying to pull off, and doing a lot of company parties as well. So company parties are flowing in, which is great. It's so amazing to be busy during a crazy quarantine time like this. So if you've recommended me for some of these parties, which I'm sure some podcast listeners have, thank you so very much for doing that. And remember, you can always direct people to my website, www.triviawithbuds.com. All right, guys, we're going to jump into 11 questions on Danny DeVito right about now. Here we go. All right, guys, Danny DeVito, the man of the hour, and this episode, let's see how much you know about the actor. Number one, what 2009 Disney movie did Danny DeVito appear in? Question number one, he only appeared in one Disney movie in 2019. What was the name of that film? Number one. Question number two, DeVito did the voice of what Dr. Seuss character? Number two, Danny DeVito did the voice of what Dr. Seuss character? Number two. Question number three, what does Frank get sewed into on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia? Number three, what do they sew Frank into, S-E-W, on Always Sunny? Number three. Question number four, who does DeVito's character battle in a Christmas Lights showdown in the film Deck the Halls? Who is the other co-lead star of that film? Number four, who does DeVito's character battle in a Christmas Lights showdown in the film Deck the Halls? Question number five, what was DeVito's character's first name on the TV sitcom Taxi? Number five, what was DeVito's character's first name on the TV sitcom Taxi? Question number six, what political office is DeVito's Penguin character running for in the movie Batman Returns? What political office is the Penguin running for in Batman Returns? Number six. Question number 7, in what state was DeVito born? Was it New Jersey, New York, or California? Number 7, in what state was DeVito born? New Jersey, New York, or California? In feet and inches, how tall is Danny DeVito? Number 8, how tall is DeVito in feet and inches? Number 8. Question number 9, what is Julius's and Vincent's last name in the movie Twins? What is the last name of the Julius and Vincent characters in the movie Twins? Number 9. And question number 10, another TV question. On Friends, DeVito played a stripper dressed as what occupation? Number 10, on Friends, DeVito played a stripper dressed as what occupation? Number 10. And the bonus for 2 points, DeVito directed and starred in what 2002 movie with a three-word title? For 2 points, DeVito directed and starred in what 2002 movie with a three-word title? Those are all your questions for Danny DeVito Trivia. Hope you had fun playing along with this great actor. We'll be right back with the answers in just a second. We are back with the answers to Danny DeVito Trivia. Let's see how you did out of 11 questions, 12 possible points on this one if you're playing along at home. Number 1, what 2009 Disney movie did DeVito appear in? That was Tim Burton's Dumbo. Number 1 was Dumbo. I saw some people that hated it. I asked that question on a Facebook live stream the other day. I said, what is your least favorite Disney movie? And several people put the new Dumbo. And I heard good things, so that was kind of alarming to hear. But if you liked Dumbo, let me know in a tweet on Twitter if you listen to the show, at Ryan Buds. Number 2, DeVito did the voice of what Dr. Seuss character? That was the Lorax, little orange mustached. Well, he's orange. He's got a yellow mustache or blonde mustache, but that is the Lorax. Number 2. Number 3, what does Frank get sewn into on Always Sunny? They sew him into a couch. I think to get him in an office of some kind, or to scare somebody or attack somebody. Number 3 is a couch. Number 4, who does DeVito's character battle in A Christmas Lights Showdown? In the film Deck the Halls, the counterpart there is Matthew Broderick, Ferris Bueller himself. Number 4, Matthew Broderick. Number 5, what was DeVito's character's first name on the TV sitcom Taxi? His name was Louie. Louie DePalma. Louie on Taxi. Love that show. Used to watch a lot of reruns on Nick at Night. Number 6, what political office is DeVito's Penguin running for in Batman Returns? He's running for mayor of Gotham City. Number 7, in what state was DeVito born? New Jersey, New York, or California? That was New Jersey, the East Coast city of New Jersey. Number 8, how tall is DeVito in feet and inches? 4'10". 4'10". Pretty short guy. Number 9, what is Julius and Vincent's last name in Twins? That is Benedict. Julius and Vincent Benedict, Schwarzenegger and DeVito in Twins. Great death scene for the main villain at the end of that. Gets covered in a pile of chains. Look for that scene in Twins. Bunch of chains. Thousands of chains pour out on this guy. Number 10, on Friends, DeVito played a stripper dressed as a police officer. Number 10, at Phoebe's bachelorette party, police officer. And the bonus for 2 points, DeVito directed and starred in what 2002 movie with a three-word title? This is a dark comedy. Some people really like it. I think I've seen it once or twice. It's pretty good. Death to Smoochie. Death to Smoochie. So there you have it, guys. 12 fun points available on 11 questions on Danny DeVito. Hope you learned something about the actor you didn't know and had some fun answering those cues. I have one more cue for you in the form of the question of the day. That question of the day is, what was the first book ever printed on the Gutenberg printing press? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email RyanBuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was individual retirement account. For what does IRA stand for? And I know yesterday was a long time ago. It's like 11 days ago, if you've listened to the show in order. So the last episode, I should say. The answer was individual retirement account. And your trivia team name of the day is Raggedy Ann and Andy Bernard from The Office. Raggedy Ann and Andy Bernard. Those are all of your questions and fun stuff for today. Thank you guys so much for listening to the show. Thanks for leaving iTunes reviews. We just hit 200, and I will read that 200th review on the next episode of the podcast. If you leave a review, let me know so I can send you some cool swag in the mail. Send me an email when you do it, ryanbuds@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.